the rest of the story. Mr. McCarty had promised himself that no child of his would ever be born in a Manhattan slum. But then when little Henry came into the world in a Manhattan slum, Dad made himself another promise that his son would not have to endure such life for very long. That promise he kept. Shortly thereafter, he and wife Catherine and little Henry left the tenements and moved to a small town. And then when Henry was three, Dad died. Suddenly, young Catherine was left to fend for herself and her small son. Understandably, Henry and his mother remained close, grew closer. An intelligent and industrious woman, Catherine McCarty learned the real estate business and then the hotel business, even operated a boarding house and a laundry on the side. Henry was always a devoted son, helping out when and however he could in the family's concerns. Would it always be like this, the boy asked his mother hopefully. The two of them side by side, making a bigger and better life? Oh yes, Catherine assured him. She would be happy and proud if it were always to be like this. But this is the rest of the story. When Henry was 12, Mother started coughing. Not the sort of thing that came and went, but a constant condition that persisted and worsened over the months. And when she began coughing up blood, both Catherine and young Henry suspected the truth. It was tuberculosis. Consumption, it was called in those days. And there was no cure. Immediately, and despite his mother's objections, Henry dropped out of school to care for her. For a while, it appeared Catherine's health might be improving, but the coughing never really went away. And then after 2 years, struggling and suffering, Henry's mother became an invalid, unable even to rise from bed unassisted. For 4 arduous, agonizing months, Henry, now 15, never left Catherine's bedside. He fed her and bathed her. He cradled her head and stroked her hair through the convulsive fits of coughing. He encouraged her as best he could, but in the end, all he could do and did was not enough. And one day, Catherine McCarty swiftly, quietly passed away, leaving her teenage son quite alone in the world. Henry emerged from his grief dramatically changed. For while he had always been remarkably well-behaved, he now turned to the anesthesia of alcohol and the distractions of gambling and very poorly chosen companions. In fact, so regretful was he of the wastrel he had become that he changed his name to protect his mother's memory from his shame. To learn the facts of Henry McCarty's brief and self-destructive life, one must reference the alias by which the history books remember him. William H. Bonney. William H. Bonney. A name that came from nowhere, so that beloved Catherine McCarty could rest peacefully. Yet there is another alias to which one might refer, particularly if one is searching for the larger-than-life legend that sorrowful young man became. For he became a cattle rustler and a killer. But now, whenever you hear that name, I hope you'll carry another picture in your mind. The picture of a boy cradling the head of his dying mother. The picture of a boy destined soon thereafter to be feared far and wide throughout the American Southwest as Billy the Kid. Because now you know the rest of the story.